in your house?
Yeah,
did you first time you see?
Yeah, I just seen the poster. We saw the many places which didn't turn out to be the one.
This village is of light. Yeah. I am walking this morning.
Perfect.
Mm. One priest came.
Jay? Priest?
Yes.
Ah.
With a girlfriend.
Local priest?
I do not know. They told me that he is a priest.
He is black? Dressed in black?
No, no. He is ordinary priest. Oh. But they told me that he is priest. In Bombay, you are going under some tourists. You have seen this book?
Yeah. They ruined a temple of the city. Municipal authorities after temples and a looting in Bombay, the city police. So we made a publicity kind of. I understand that they rebuilt. They had one.
Yes.
One thing in that.
Oh, that's a long story.
But the land is some dispute. We purchased it, and the owner had tried to dispute it. But they were powerful with the police.
But they said you didn't want you to have the land, or they said you didn't own the land.
They said we didn't even know we paid for it. So they were powerful friends of the police, so they got the police to come and demolish the temple.
Really? But the beauty is in
it. Yeah. They didn't destroy the beauty.
No, they are going to not destroy, they dismantle the beauty room also. In the meantime, another message came, don't go on further. They stopped.
Did you expect it from an America?
Yeah. Never
get around the West.
Huh?
In India, you just wouldn't expect that.
No. Well, this is extraordinary incident. So public is on our side. So you have got that marble you told me that.
Yes. Yes,
sir.
Yeah. We can get it and use it for the temporary office.
If we speak tomorrow to people, you can have it the day after probably.
And we can install a business.
You keep it anyway, you know. I know once you get the proper pieces, you will have something else, but we may use that somewhere else.
I think you can fix up that platform permanently. When your throne comes, you can place on that platform, altar. Sometimes you're chanting Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna.
I seem to keep going in cycles.
Huh?
I go around in circles. Maybe it's something to do with me being, you know, the Pisces, they show one fish going this way and one fish going that way.
Huh.
And periods when I just can't stop chanting. And then other periods where, you know, I turn into a demon again and forget.
You are not demon. You are demigod. Somehow or other you have got attached to Krishna. Let it help you.
I mean, even at my worst, I can always.
Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, you are reading? Srimad Bhagavatam, you are reading?
I'm reading the Gita.
Bhagavad Gita,
yeah.
Yes, that is. All answers are there.
And if you just read it over and over, you know, just one piece over and over.
Jad jad acharati sreshta, tatta deva tarai jana. Just that. Yes, find out this verse. Jad, Y-A-D. Jad, jad, acharati, sreshta, tatta, seva, itare, jana, sajat, pramanam, kurute, lokasat, anuvartate. In this column you'll find, in this column, right? Yes, up. Jad, jad, acharati. You can read the diacritic mass.
Read what?
An English transliteration.
Yes.
I try and read this, particularly the Roman, but sometimes
this one,
How to read the instruction is there in the back side. How to read?
Sometimes, like when you have the dots beneath the letters.
No, it is not difficult. Practice little. The instruction is there.
Because when you see Krishna spelled with the dots, I mean, that's the only way you can say it.
The direction is here.
Yeah.
I think at the back of Bhagavad Gita, the direction is
here. There is something, how to pronounce the word. Yeah.
Although the problem is that if you're trying to read, if you're trying to understand,
You can understand my translation.
But better to listen for you guys to listen to the truth of how I pronounce it. Because you have musical ears.
I can learn anything by
hearing.
Your hearing is very sharp.
Anyway, the translation is whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary act, all the world pursues.
So, this is your duty now. by the grace of Krishna, you are one of the great men, although you are a young man. But Krishna has placed you in such a high position that there are many young men who follow you. So that is the inspection.
You know, Shamsund and I were talking just on the way here, and it's like when you commit yourself to something, in a way it's like putting your head on the chopping block. Because people, you know, somebody can turn around and chop it off, or maybe you're lucky and, you know, it doesn't get chopped off.
No, it is not chopping.
But there's, I find that there's the more commitment that you make, or that I make, even though it's such a little commitment, I mean, relatively speaking, it's such a little one, now I'm getting in the area where I find that people are, it provokes
thoughts.
Well, sometimes it provokes bad reaction.
Sometimes people become agitated by his words.
Murkhai upadesha hi putapayana sarthe. There is a verse that if one is foolish, if you give him good instruction, he becomes angry. Just like the example is given, payapanam bhujangalam kevalam vishavadhanam. He keep a snake, and if you give him milk, the result will be that his poison will increase. Payapanam bhujangalam kevalam vishavadhanam. So sometimes it happens that if one is foolish, if you give him good advice, he becomes angry. Mukhaya upadesha hi prabhupada. But has it happened like that? No, I don't think so.
I So you can feel, I can feel little animosity comes from people who, I don't know for what reason, but people...
Envy.
I don't know which is, in some ways, the more committed you are to the thing and the stronger that you are in what you do, then the stronger the animosity becomes.
The other side.
And I'm not sure if, you know, sometimes I get the feeling that maybe there's one person who it means something real to, and 10 people who it doesn't mean anything to. And I'm not sure how it, if it all balances out in the end, whether...
Well, then one person, though, I think, reach one person, all of it.
But say you don't reach any people, and then you have a choice of reaching people, and you only reach one, but in by reaching that one, you have 20 people who are annoyed. You know, how do you...
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
This question is that if you preach, and you see many men, you meet many men, you may make, if you meet 10 men, you may make 9 of them enemies, and only one will become helped by your preaching. So how is that?
But if you don't say anything, then maybe the, all the 10 of them are quite friendly.
So is that, how is that beneficial?
Yes, the preaching is different, you see. When one preaches, he must tell the truth. Just like Lord Jesus Christ. People did not like his preaching, but he did not stop his preaching. That is another point, you see. In the preaching propaganda, there is possibility of creating animosity. Yes, there is possibility. Just see the unnecessarily, my God brother, sir, Tamil, innocent we are, we're simply worshipping, we have given money, everything is all right, but we are creating something. Especially in God consciousness, such things are possible, you see. We have to pay sometimes. Even Prahlad Maharaj, he is 5 years old boy. And his only fault was that he is Krishna consciousness. His father became what to speak about. Because his father did not like God consciousness. So he became enemy of his child, although the child was only 5 years old. So, there is possibility of such things.
I was suggesting that those who take the biggest risk for Krishna, then even though they may stand the risk of losing everything, Krishna always comes to help.
That is the history of everyone, just like the Pandavas. They were direct of their kingdom, direct of their wife. They were insulted, so many things. Still, at last they come out victorious. Arjuna and Yudhishthira and the other party. That is the Kurukshetra war. That is a fact. Krishna protects his devotee. That verse is there. Kaunteya pradyani hi nami bhakta panasati. So you have this record album. I am in the material world. And I heard that I will appreciate it by so many people. Even one teacher was telling me.
One teacher came to Prabhupada. He said, play that your record in his classroom. He teaches business education. They were astounded that their children, one of them began to pray. But he found one boy in a room alone playing the record and praying on the floor.
There's But there's one song in particular which is directly the result of the conversation we had when you came.
Yes, in your house. Yes.
About fame and fortune and.
So how the record is now received?
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
The people are seeking after something that was spiritual and life, that's a fact. Especially in the Western world. That is a fact. We have to administer very cautiously and carefully. Then it is taken. The one thing is that when you speak of the scriptures,
restrictions.
That one they become angry. Yes. Because everyone is addicted to these things. I told you this story. Lord Jetland, a Marquis of Jetland, he was Lord Ronaldson. Do you know him?
I don't know him.
He is a Scottish man. He was governor of Bengal when we were children. Not children, young men. I was a student at the Scottish Church's College, so our principal, Mr. Watt, he invited him to visit. So he was a big philosopher. He liked Indian culture and philosophy. So I was at that time, second year class. So when he came to our class, he first told us, how many of you have taken philosophy? So our principal, Mr. Watt, informed that this is second year class. So philosophy begins from the third year. So the preliminary philosophy, logic, they might have taken some of them. So, alright, how many have taken logic? So I was also one of them. So he was very nice gentleman. So one of my godbrother came here in 1935. What is the birth date? Yes?
43.
You are not born at this 1935. So he met Lord Ronaldson. Is there any place in Scotland, Ronaldson?
Ronaldson.
R-O-N-A-L-D-S-A-Y. Ronaldson. He was known Lord Ronaldson, Marquis of Jetland. Is Jetland is any place?
Jetland?
Yes. Anyway, so he asked my godbrother, his name was Banerjee, Mr. Banerjee, can you make me a Brahman? So he inquired with Lord Jetland. So he replied, yes, why not? You have to give up this whole restricted thing. So when he heard, he said, oh, it is impossible. It is impossible. This is our life. So when we speak to these principles, sometimes people become angry. The same thing, mukhaya udesehi prakopahana saham. That risk is there. But actually that is a fact. God consciousness can be awakened. As proportionally one is pure, purified. Because Krishna is the purest. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. You are the Param Brahma, the purest, uncontaminated. So, unless one becomes uncontaminated of this material mode, it is difficult to understand political. Therefore, in our institution, we begin with these four restrictions. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no man. So, those who are not serious about, they take it, what is it? So, just like Rai Rama, he remarked that I am restricting natural things. Yeah. Especially in Western countries, I was thinking in the beginning that as soon as I shall propose this thing, these people will say, please go on, don't preach. But my crystal grace, I do not know how these young boys and girls agree to my proposal. I am not astonished. Because in Jedland says, it is impossible. I was not very much hopeful. When I first came in your country, it was in Boston, the Commonwealth dock. So I was thinking on board. I came on board.
How long did you want that?
It was 1965, September. I was thinking. I think it is published in our magazine, yes. That as soon as I propose this thing, people will refuse to hear me. But to start there, these selected boys, they agreed. So their cooperation has helped me.
We agreed because we saw someone who is perfect in teaching and setting example in every way. So just by seeing you, we gave up. We thought, well, if we do this, then we can learn something from this man. Otherwise, we cannot learn. We gave up.
So that is the only point. People become sometimes angry. Otherwise, we have nothing to make enemy. We simply thinking love for.
If you think since 65, just less than 8 years, and it became $5 or $10, and now it's so big, the organization.
Yeah.
I think of another 5 years of potential, and that is what people will have to, you know, just the growth. And success is, you don't need any other reason for people to, you know, have the jealousy or...
Yes, people are saying nicely in Africa, and especially Europe and America, the younger generation, they are like...
Just by the words, just the words that you give us, those words have created all...
That is not my word, that is Sitaitana Mahaprabhu's word. You can open this window. Shall I open?
I'm not too hot.
Can I read this
verse?
Yes, yes.
He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotee never perishes.
Declare boldly. Yes, Krishna says. They declare boldly to the world, and my devotee will never perish. Yes. Tirthanam samudratta mrittu samsara sarva. There is Krishna's special mercy. So, we are teaching exactly to save the human society, you see. Because the human life is specially made by nature's gift that in this life is your life God. in other life, cats and dogs, it is not one. Now you have got nice human body, develop consciousness, and there are literatures, instructions, you just take advantage of them and make your life successful. Successful means that you save yourself from the repeated birth and death. This is so long we will be materialistic or attached to material enjoyment, we have to accept a body, material body. Not necessarily human body. It may be, according to karma, higher grade life, demigod's life, in higher planet, or in lower grade. One day it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehandram Prapti. He have to change this body. As he has changed already from childhood to babyhood to boyhood to youthhood. So now it is old this body. So when this body is finished, I will have to accept another body. That is a fact. But unfortunately, there is no education on this point. Nahannate hannamane sarire. After destruction of this body, the spirit soul is not destroyed. Vasanshi did not. It's like you left your coat. That means you are not dead. Your coat is set aside. Similarly, this body may be destroyed. It will be destroyed because it is material. And that is Christian religion also accept resurrection. So the soul transmigrates to another body. Now this transmigration can be done in so many ways. Either in this material world or in the spiritual world. In the material world also, there are high grade light. Just like here in this planet also, there are so many different grades of light. So many different planets. So that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, you can find out. Jyanti deva prata devan, kidrin jyanti, kitri prata.
The birds in the sky and the birds in the sky and the fish in the water and the worms in the soil and man on the earth.
Yes, corresponding mother. Jyanti deva prata devan. Why is MCI?
Why?
Yanti. Actually, the pronunciation is Yanti. Yanti. Antasa. Somewhere or other, this Bhagavad Gita should be preached all over the parties. Education of the humanity. Yes.
Those who worship the demigod will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me.
But so I will have to transmigrate. So I can transmigrate to the higher planetary system. I can transmigrate among the ghosts and evil spirits. Or I can transmigrate ordinary life. Or I can transmigrate to the kingdom of God. It's everything is open.
It's a good deal.
It's good. Why I shall not transmigrate to back to home, back to God? Why shall I go to the... This is the policy. If I have to endeavor in this life, for my next life, why not endeavor? But next time, go back to Krishna and live with him eternally, blissfully. we have to walk for some next time. Why not walk? And it is so easy in these days. Tikanareva Krishna Sam Mukta Sangha Pramani. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna Mantra, he becomes liberated from all contamination and goes back to home. Simply by. This is a special advantage of this age. Because people are generally fallen. So Krishna has given a special concept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced that you simply chant the holy name of Krishna. He will be liberated. Simply. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. There is no expectation. Suppose you are going on your car, and if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is your loss? But if there is gain, why not take it? This is our problem.
There was one sort of problem, in a way, that I found when chanting all the time. And that was that I started being able to relate less and less to all the people I know. I mean, then there's only five or a few people I chant from, or just a few people. Then that's okay, but most of the other people, you know, I suddenly found myself on such a different level that it's hard to relate. And then it's like it feels as though it's a point where I have a decision of either slowing down and pulling back towards those people in order to try and pull them with me, or maybe it's because I'm not ready to go, or just cutting the thing off and just going completely. You know what I mean? Just in day-to-day things, and more and more the build-up.
The material management.
Yeah. But the build-up of the mantra and the effect is in so subtle in a way that there's all that point where I just can't relate anymore to anybody. Maybe you don't have that experience.
Said that when you chant, he becomes spiritualized. So it is difficult to relate with his business associates, colleagues.
But not even that, to my friends, even to my wife. I mean, to anybody. You know, it's
sometimes difficult to
see. But your wife is very favorable.
Yes.
She's nice, huh?
Yes, she's an angel, you know, in a way. She's okay.
If wife is favorable, then that is a great advantage.
But you see, what happens is, this is also what Terry was saying yesterday, is that, you know, like, if I'm not into it too deeply, then I'll come down to begin the day and I'll be quite, and I'll be so through. But the day, the period when I'm so deeply into that, chanting all the time, and when I sit down and I come down, I'm like Ravana. You know, I come down and I'm not smiling and I'm not particularly happy because I'm saying, lad, get that, why is it? You know, it's like there's more urgency involved, the realization that everybody's wasting the time. And everybody's doing mundane things with you. And, you know, just having a little bit of mundane fun.
But when you're chanting, you wrote the song, and it's proven by people purchasing all the songs that they want to hear that.
But the problem is to work to find a balance, because obviously I know where I benefit by doing that, but I'm benefiting so much that suddenly I find I'm out on a limb, and it's hard to be able to pull those people with you. You know, to the point where suddenly I'm not going to know them anymore.
It's difficult when you become spiritualized by chanting. He feels it's a dangerous position in a way, because then he will be cut off from his audience, from people who will, the ordinary people. He's afraid they will not understand him. He will not be able to take them with him to that point. So he has to find the balance.
Yes, you keep balance. You keep balance. Don't spoil your position. Keep your position, but It's like external, internal. Raghunath Das Goswami. Yes, when he was Raghunath Das, he became attracted with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So immediately he wanted to leave home and go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, no, no, don't do it. Hesitate, it is not required. You, externally, you remain as you are. You are a rich man's son. And he got married by Jamindari. And he was a good manager. Krishna will help you. So, bhajche loko bhavaha. Antan nishthar. Bhajche loko bhavaha. Within, you just keep yourself all as Krishna conscious. Outside, you just deal this like ordinary. This is tactics. Because your talent, it's not ordinary talent. So you are getting money. So why should I refuse? He refused to get it. No? Money can be utilized for Krishna. Our policy is not that. That you don't touch money. Why not? But Krishna said, you have to do so many things. So money is called Lakshmi. But I heard that this village is Lakshmore. Lakshmi more. More Lakshmi. So, Lakshmi is, according to Vedic idea, Lakshmi Narayan. Do you understand Narayan?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi. Lakshmi means fortune.
Yeah.
Goddess of fortune. And Narayan means the Supreme Lord. So, we watch the Narayan.
Narayan.
Krishna's another teacher, Narayan. Vishnu. Krishna is the original Supreme Lord. And he has expanded, many expanses. We are also expanded, living in this. Ekam Bhoshama. He has expanded. Just like father expands, by many sons. Similarly, God has expanded in many parts and parcels. The Vishnu form is the original form. Samsa, it is called Samsa. Personal expression. Vishnu. And we, living entities, we are Vibhinna. Exactly, our position is not on the God's platform. On the servant's, God's servant's platform.
You say Vishnu is the first,
Krishna.
The first expansion.
Yes, no, first expansion is Balaram, Baladev. From Baladev, there are four expansions. There is Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pratyumna, Anuruddha. Then from Sankarsan, next expansion is Narayan. Four acts. That is Vishnu.
So, we just be making some music in California.
Right.
One of the songs which Ravi Shankar's music, but one of the songs is with Vedic, based on the Vedic thing, is Jai Jagadisha Hare, which is the 10 avatars of Vishnu.
Yes. Kesavadita Meena Sadira Jaya Jagadisha.
Beautiful song.
Yes.
But I was wondering, during that song, finding out the 10 incarnations of the turtle and the midget and all the different.
That is like this.
I was trying to figure why there was never any, anything spoken about Krishna.
Krishna is not incarnate.
Yes.
Krishna is not incarnate. Krishna is the origin of all incarnations. is called incarnation are called avatar.
Avatar.
Yes. And Krishna is avatari. Avatari means
with an eye. Is that
from whom all avatars come.
Avatar with an eye on the end. Is that avatari or ami or?
Avatari. Yes. Why? Avatari.
You have a Y on the end.
Yes. Avatari.
Because there's so many times where they say in books,
avatar of, and his avatari. This is different. Therefore, in that song, Yamar, Kesava Dhita, Meena Sarira, Jaya Jagadisha. It is praying to Krishna. Kesava is the name of Krishna. Kesava, he have appeared. And he has incarnated as the Meena Sarira, the Varaha Sarira, Nishinga Sarira, Kesava Dhita, Narahari Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha. Kesava Dhita, Rama Sarira, Jaya Jagadisha. Kesava Dhita, Raghuvira Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha. Like that.
Yeah, which, whereabouts would the words appear? Because
It is composed by one Vaishnava poet.
Yeah.
Jayadev Goswami.
But is there any place where those words have been printed? Where I could see what the words
are? Oh, no, we can give you.
Do you have it in any of...
Oh, yes, you can. Can you... where is the Satsuru? Call it. I can give you music. Let me give you.
Next time I come, I'll bring these songs to hear.
Oh, yes.
Really nice. We did.
Who has sung Ravi Shankar?
Now, on this one, it was actually made a few years ago, and we just took... The tape was never released.
Sung by whom?
It's sung by... He's the son of the priest from the temple in... Oh, it's a place just south of Bombay, on the beach, Goa. Goa.
Oh.
There's some priest in the temple, there's his son.
Huh.
And the other song is sung by Lakshmi Shankar.
Lakshmi Shankar.
Lakshmi Shankar. I think you meant one.
Lakshmi Shankar.
She's, you remember when you met Ravi Shankar?
Oh, yes.
Lakshmi is Ravi's elder brother. He's got an older brother.
Oh, no.
Rajendra Shankar is his wife.
Oh.
And she sings the song.
Can you give a guy writing with diabetic mark this avatar, the Tathagata? You have what?
I will give
it. It is printed?
Yes.
This.
But is that for you? That is Bengali.
No, that is Bengali.
Yeah, but I think.
She's a very strange person.
Yeah.
The one who lived in Utah. But the songs is there's Jaya Jagadisha Hare, then three more songs all about Krishna.
Yeah.
One's called I Am Missing You, Krishna, Where Are You? Which Ravi wrote. First time he's written a song with the English language.
If Ravi Shankar is interested, we can give so many nice songs.
Yeah.
About Krishna.
Well, he, you know, yeah, I'm sure that he...
This song...
All the time, he has songs with two written in Bengali. With Supanine. And, Prahagalewa.
Oh, that is Hindi song.
Hindi.
There is one song by Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janam Gaon. manushya janam paiya Radha Krishna namo diya. I think we have Aisha. Have you got that? So he is interested in singing about Krishna. He can.
Because this one song
has been joined together, he and he.
We've been doing it.
I can help you.
For some time now, but there's one, this one song which is so simple. And the melody and the words are so simple that it's beautiful.
This Keshava Dita Jagadi.
This other one, it's in English. I am missing you. It only has three lines. I am missing you, Krishna.
That is yours, huh?
That's Ravi Shankar. I am missing you, Krishna, where are you? I am missing you, Krishna, where are you? Though I can't see you, I hear your flute all the while. Repeat. Please come wipe my tears and make me smile. But it's so sweet, I'm sure it's going to be very, very popular.
Very
fun. They're releasing it as a popular recording. George produced it and Ravi wrote it. His sister-in-law sings it.
Oh, that woman came, that is, his sister-in-law. His elder brother is Uday Shankar.
Yeah.
He is very good dancer. I think he is of our age. He's old man.
Yes. He's had, he had a lot of strokes and brain hemorrhage and things all at the same time. He's so strong and deep that he just keeps going.
That's still. This song is very famous song. Jai Jagadisha.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here is the verse Bhagavad-gita where Krishna says that neither the host of demigods nor the great sages know my origin. For in every respect, I am the source of the demigods.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. Thank you. But so when I entered this room, I said, all glory to God, Harishan. And he has given us this center, and Krishna will give his center at his lotus feet. He shall play always like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe in the future, in this room.
Why Krishna in this life?
No, I mean in the future, in this life.
Maybe in this life, favoring you. You are sincere. Krishna has already favored you. So, just intelligently utilize your favorable condition. Then everything will.
Well, everything feels so exciting
at
the moment. What's happening in the future is going to be overwhelming.
No, that's all to that.
This is the awesome. Do you like what you say? He just taught me yesterday how to perfect these trying to
do it. Samosa?
We have prepared a cookbook. Hare Krishna, have you seen it?
I just got one. Well, it's the, it's not the same thing, the, it's like a photo stamp.
I just wrote one also. He's got one of those.
Krishna is enjoying with his friends.
So it's full instructions on
it tells you where to buy it. I mean, the whole word. Pictures. How awesome it is. Everything there.
One more.
Next year you'll be able to have the food from growing in the garden. You won't even have to go.
Where?
In
my garden, you'll be able to grow.
Yes.
Next year
we'll have. And you have spoken about these doll stalls.
Also, we're going to make displays like this. China doll of Krishna and his friends, all his pastimes, put it in display cases and out on the ground. So people can walk around, they won't see Krishna doing something.
Another way of doing that.
You made it like this, so in Los Angeles, where you remember a little bit how to make it.
And now the idea in Europe, in the country, come in Spain and Portugal, you ride along and they have like little wooden frame like this, and then with tiles. And all it is tiles. The tiles show like saints and everything. Did you see those tiles I had made?
Yeah.
The mattress?
Yeah.
So you get things like that. And then you can get very simple, you know. And just have them glazed. And put the tiles together.
George suggested also that we print up these pictures like this in a postcard. And birthday cards, Christmas cards.
Oh, yes.
All sorts of cards.
Very good idea.
Because people are tired of seeing these old postcards.
Ah.
Well, now there's lots of new postcards, but this, you know, it's much better now, but still no Krishna postcards.
What is that?
Captain?
Huh? Oh, Papa, that's nice.
Unfortunately,
you
have no call for the 15 days. Didn't they do something with no call?
What is that tikkuri? No, not tikkuri. It's like Satan's doll.
It's like Satan's doll.
No. What is that? Kalipala. Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. He's good cook.
It's because my wife eats too much. I do have a sore chance of eating for Shana.
Krishna consciousness, so nice. Eat nicely, sing nicely, dance nicely, and go to I was thinking before starting this movement that people there starting so many dry movements and my movement is so nice, chanting, dancing and eating. Why is it not accepted?
It seems that nowadays, especially young people, they are looking in music to listen to find some instruction in music. They hear on the radio and they get some instruction from the music.
Yes.
Many ways in the music to get the instruction, you go to hell.
Yeah. Well, I think that's only the thing, you know, Nada Brahma, the sound.
Sound.
Just the idea of. Sound and music. Well, it's transcendental. Yeah. It bypasses your intellect.
Yeah.
And which you can feel. We're
just talking about sound vibration. How it bypasses the intellect. And is actually appreciated by the spirit.
So, Mukunda, we are sitting without eating.
Come here. I'm not worried.
Oh. Ten pounds.
Happy New Year. Did you want to help me?
No.
Once you said that the origin of everything is sound.
Yes. I mean, yes.
How is that?
Sky. Sky is first creation.
Huh.
So the symptom of sky is sound. It's like this is meeting the sky and the sound is produced.
Oh, because the sound travels through the sky?
Yes. Sound is very sky. The proof is the sound.
But the sound is before the sky?
No. After the sky.
After the sky.
And from sound, air is produced. And from air, electricity. Fire.
Fire.
And from fire, water. And from water, earth. This is the creation of five elements. In physics, they teach sound and light. Is it not?
Also gravitation.
Parvati gives more similar to God. Singhasa. You are young man, you can eat.
Your wife.
She's very nice.
Okay, next time I come.
Yes.
Also, Donovan wants to come.
Oh. Really?
So I wanted to come once, you know, first.
Yeah.
And then I own this.
He's another tutor.
Oh.
From quite popular.
He's reading by the years.
Isn't that good with you for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. He was asking questions about impersonalism and personalism.
Who was that?
His friend in Georgia.
Oh.
He's a good person.
Impersonalism and personalism is a very simple thing. Just like the sun and the sunshine. That's all. Sunshine is impersonal, and the sun is personal. Similarly, impersonal is Krishna's energy, manifestation of Krishna's energy. origin of impersonal expansion is Krishna. Yasya prabha bhagavato jagadanna koti. And Brahma Sangita. Yasya prabha bhagavato jagadanna koti. Koti su asesu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Tad brahma nishkaram ananta asesu bhutam govindamadi purusham. Tamaham maja. This is a statement. So, why are you sitting? What?
This is what?
Well, everything is first class, man. So, what more you want?
Well,
why don't you take him that girl?
Finish all.
Kalia, Kalia.
Finish all this and maybe one person. The other ones will never get around to tackle up. Tackle up. Kuma. Kuma. Oh, yes. Kuma. 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 Oh, and he just loved it. Yes. He went and sat in the temple and told the deities around.
Yes.
It's not a real claim. I tried to hear Krishna.
Oh, when did I start?
Mm-hmm.
When did I start?
Not a lot. Not
in my life?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You're best in that? Yes.
Is the cucumber?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yogurt?
Mm.
I think she learned that from
no, it is Indian people.
Yeah, but we learned it from someone.
Oh.
And then so Malati. So his wife instructed Malati how to make
it. She got on to cook?
Oh,
yes. Oh. Very nice.
More?
Yes, yes, why not? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can you do more problems?
No, I haven't.
In fact, Dr. David, what's
that? You mean little Jews?
He instructed us all to wash the hands in our plates. Fantastic because the time you require to do
the next. Yeah. On that day, very good boy.
Yeah. Mm. But the time you require to do that, by the end of this, you will have made so much that you'll be right there. He just did the Queen and the others. He said that you had a remarkable head, David, the sculptor.
He said like that?
Your head is very remarkable. He was studying your head while he was talking.
My maternal uncle, my mother's cousin brother, he was a very rich man. So, when I used to go, he used to say to my this boy is very... That's him, see my...
The shape of your head?
Yeah. You are saying to my father, this boy is a big man.
Yes, sir. You know what they call spread out psychology?
Yes.
As far as major in psychology, but it's still phrenology. I think it's not in something.
Phrenology?
Phrenology.
You get something? You get? No? You get at least one sinner. Take it. In Vrindavan, there are pandas, they eat too much. So, one panda, one man, after eating, you are practically dying. So, he still was instructing his son, my dear son, don't be sorry. I am not dying out of starvation. I am dying by eating. To die of starvation is inglorious. Because eat and die.
Some do not think you might have indigestion as you go.
There is kheer also. Sit right.
Is it all right, kheer?
Oh, yes. Everything is all right. Very nice.
Yeah.
So, Peter is also Peter's coming on Friday.
All right.
We're making a new tomorrow. George's house is not far away from here.
Oh.
Across the country.
How many miles?
Well, it is actually. It would take longer to get from here home than it would from the west end back.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to cut the cord.
Oh, yeah.
But at first I was thinking it was
It's probably only 40 miles.
40 miles, man.
You do south of London?
West.
Where?
Just past the airport. We go along the M.
Oh.
It only takes an hour.
It doesn't take so long. You come through Watford. You bypass London altogether.
Yeah.
There's a way to come off.
See, you know, well, I was thinking the way I had to go when I passed this way off the M1. To go through Harrow or somewhere,
yeah.
And then go through Harrow towards Glasgow.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good different point.
Yes,
yeah, we think.
don't care about Gopika.
Also, you have the water.
And he's just the yellow on the track. He says, so I'm not dull, and this one is really nice.
That soup is very nice. It's very easy to make.
You know, Matt, long ago, an Englishman went to a Mahapur. So he liked this. He said, give me more.
See, right?
An Englishman, I said, they have the worst teeth because they have such a taste for sweet. Their teeth are more deteriorated. They love sweet.
I think the American was just about to take off.
The word teeth, like.
Everything is very nice. Yes. And it tastes of Brahmin. And Satya is pungent. And Shudra is stale. Shudra is stale. Stale. What's that? Second, pungent.
You know, there's dog, there's shelly, and down the street. Well, we have dog too.
So we just did three prashadams, so we didn't get a prashadam all day, but we could go shopping with
most of them.
Yeah. All kinds of things. And it's free. It's free.
Prashadam is always. People don't always like us or our philosophy, but they love us. Everybody likes us. We experience that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just
we did programs all up and down England last year, schools and things like that. And everywhere we go, people say, "How is that? You know, how is this food?"
Well, for the guy that the devotee was in Barry Plain. He was like, he looked like a big lorry driver guy.
You know what he's doing now? He's the what do you call him? He's the compare at the big club in Soho.
He's not a devotee.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. But he was working as a major fee at a big hotel.
Okay.
Grain and cow. That's very good. You can make hundreds and thousands of people. Why before animals should be killed? Take a nut for food and go to a place it and let the animal die, eat. Why lifetime you should be killed? That is for those who are placing that. When the cow dies, they are caught. Problem. So they get the skin, the hoof, the horn, they eat the flesh. So that's all right. Finish. And keep the bones also for manure. Yes. After that, that is the system of the way. Whenever a man's cow dies, this class of men, cobbler, they call instinct. Instinct.
There's nothing many children like to eat meat.
Huh?
Many children do not like to eat meat. They are trained to eat meat.
This is unnatural.
I did not learn it, so I did not like to eat it.
Unnatural.
Even from the economic side, they waste so much land for keeping a few animals for slaughter. They could grow large quantities of grains, fruits, everything. Instead, all the land now is devoted to slaughter, and they have to import grains, fruits, other things.
Oh.
Anyway, the whole countryside is a beautiful country, all like this. The whole country, and everywhere, nothing but slaughter business. And they could grow everything. That they need. In fact, that can be, we can eventually even begin to do that. And this country will become self-sufficient. Now it has to be enforced from anything.
Yeah.
It takes many acres of land to keep one animal. Now, on the same acreage, you can produce enough food for several men for a whole year.
Both for the animals, both for the men. Just educate them.
There are some professors who may be coming to see you. They're involved in that kind of thing. They're understanding that a little bit now, and they can work with them. I talked to one today. I think he will come late next week, perhaps. Not certain. Nice Cambridge professor. Very nice man. And they're very interested to make the society balanced and sane.
Yeah.
And so this is the solution.
The aim should be back to home. They do not know what the aim is.
I have a type.
You have what type?
Yeah, I have one.
Kesava vitamina sarila gaya javadisa.
Were you playing it when I came in?
Huh?
You were playing it when I came in?
Yeah, yeah.
When she told me that that we could try to describe in English some songs about Krishna, the spirit of the sky.
Yeah.
How it is there.
That is Chintamani. This is spirit of the sky. Chintamani, Prakara Sadhamasu, Salva Vrikala, Ka, Pradesh, Surahi, Ravi Paul, and.
He sang that.
And he has what? Record?
Yeah.
Lakshmi sahasya sata samrama sevva manam govinda mahali guritam samaham kalya. This is the description of the spiritual kingdom. And in Bhagavad there is Vaikuntha description.
The 11 stanzas.
Yes.
No,
that is samadhi.
What is samadhi?
Summary of the 10.
The 10.
What is the 11th sloka where it says, Dasa Vidha Rupa?
Kesava Dita Dasa Vidha Rupa, is that the Vidha?
Who is the offering of
it? Try it. Huh? Let me see the 11th one. Yeah. Sri Jaya Deva Kaveridam Kuditam Dharam. sinu sukhadam subhadam bhavasaram kesavadhita dasavidharupa jayajagadisha. The meaning is, Sri Jayadeva Kave idam uditam udaram. He very magnanimously has written this poetry that Kavi, sinu, just here, sukhadam, very pleasing, subhadam, all our creatures, bhavasar, and the essence of life in this material world. Kesava dhita dhata bhita rupa. Kesava appears in 10 kinds of incarnation, jaya jaya dhita, all glory is to him, the Lord of the universe.
Dasa means 10.
Dasa means 10. Kesava dhita dhata bhita rupa, jaya jaya dhita.
Is this pronounced like Vita?
Vita.
And if the A is without a line over it,
yeah.
It's Dasha.
Dasha. R on a dot.
Underneath the dot.
Just like K and R on the dot, P.
So it's this when the S has this red line.
Sinu. Yes.
Sinu. That S, R, and U.
Sinu.
Sinu.
Sinu. Sinu.
It's all about a meter, right?
Yeah.
Meter.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that.
I have it on a tape, but yeah. Also, if you want, I can go over it with you, I can sing it.
Well, we just included this song in an album.
Uh-huh.
It's not out yet, but it's got a different melody to the one we just sang.
How do you know?
Is it a kind of a adult melody?
No.
Well, Ravi recorded it 2 years back when he had all these musicians over the Festival of India, and I believe the singer is the son of the priest from the temple in Utah. He's a very strange pronunciation, you know, the sound of his voice is very different. I'll bring it over next time.
Yeah. George,
I plan
to bring all good Indian
musicians
to Britain and
Have
them record music here.
And not just Britain, to everyone.
Traveling to them.
You know, I've heard so much fantastic music, and it's such a shame that nobody gets to hear it, but it's so expensive. But now, with the Material World Foundation, I'm going to try and get
there. If you come to India, you can meet some.
Yeah, well, I already know so many, but what I want to do is get them all grouped together and have like an orchestra, then register them with the charity so that they're a charitable orchestra. Then my charity can pay to bring them all, and we do concerts. And because it's even if you only did one concert, it's so hard to pay for 30 or 40 people to come over and just to feed them for a week and send them all the way back to India. It costs a lot. But once you overcome that problem, then we could tour them, and they're all such fantastic musicians.
You can set your, as far as you can set your message in a palatable sound, you can make everything sound very nicely, all those words.
Now, India, the classical song, they do anything. Classical songs.
The classical will stay there like the Gita. It's just the people.
Why not sing Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah. Lata Mangeshkar.
Yeah.
She did one. Lots of things, the Gita. But in the West, it's very hard to hear some classical Indian music because they're always playing the popular music. But the people in the West would presume that to go to India, you turn the radio on, you're going to hear the classical Indian music. But you don't hear it there either. I mean, they don't play it very often. They play just all the Khan or Raj and so on.
Yeah. It's out in your world.
I've got this Mila Khan on a jukebox. She's Kuma Sharma.
Huh?
I've got a music box at home. It's the type you used to put money in to play a record. It has all the Shanai, Bismillah, and Shiv Kuma. It's a flute player. It's fantastic. He's kind of a bush. About 20 minutes. You can't play it.
Dasavatara Sutram. Dasavatara Sutram. 10 avatars.
Sorry, didn't actually that's the question. Yeah, because we just called it Jai Jai Vidisha Hare. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be okay, but.
Oh, this is the one who Prabhupada said dedicated
the book to? The Gita?
No. Oh, they would be the Buddha.
Prasadam Pariyarai, he said it.
Okay. Another 5 years. But another five, it's like a snowball. The effect, you know, it's getting bigger all the time. And in the next 5 years, I'm sure it's going to double.
So hopefully,
it's more. I mean, it's going to have done more in 5 years than it has in the last
My Japanese gentleman has to be there.
You will grow the spiritual,
the growth was the growth in every way, you know, and at that point,
it's almost like a crucial time, because at the same time, the spiritual side is ready to grow, the energy grows, and the material side is becoming so degraded at the same time. But it's crucial time. If we don't know what to do and do it purely now, everything will fall out. If we do it right, everything will change and increase. Because you go down in Piccadilly and you go down in Sunset Strip, it's going to hell.
The moral science is based on matter. Their opinion, the life has come from matter. It is a wrong theory. Matter has come from life. This is life theory. But they are just taking the opposite and going wrong.
But what I'm saying is not really related to, like, externally in the world, like some such as well. I mean, just the, you know, it's gone. The Krishna consciousness movement is getting so big, really big, and there's going to be a point where, you know, this is going to need such fantastic management. It's going to be like high-level business management in a way.
So that it may not deteriorate.
So that it's just going to keep eating.
That
you can hold on to what it is you've got now. You know, rather than...
It takes that, and it takes purity.
Yeah.
The spiritual practice that makes this kind of real spiritual movement has got to go on nicely. And as it goes on, then the devotees, everybody's developing to take the practical responsibilities.
But at the moment, you see, Prabhupada, who everybody, you know, he's like the figurehead and the spearhead and the one who everybody can draw the energy from. I mean, you know, sooner or later, everybody's going to have to be out there on their own doing, you know, carrying out what everybody's learned. And at that time,
because we always deny our spiritual master.
Yeah, sure.
We still take the strength from him.
It says, Prabhupada writes once in his Bhagavatam, it says, one has to fly the airplane in the outer space. And once he is there, nobody can fly it for him. He says, while he's on the ground, he can take instruction from an able teacher. But ultimately, he has to fly the plane himself. The problem is teaching us how to fly.
Now, I have selected 12 heads all over the world. I am training them. So, my Krishna is there. In the remain strictly to the spiritual principles, they will get strength. Yasya-prathālāda bhagavat-prasā Yasya-prathālāda nagati-pitoti. Can you explain this?
By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted, blessed by the mercy of Krishna. And without the grace of the spiritual master, nobody can make any advancements.
Yasya-prathālāda bhagavat-prasā Jasya Devi Parasati, Jasya Devi Tathā Guru, Tasya Iti Kapita Jasya, Tathā Santi Mahātmana. This is very injunction that one should have full faith in Krishna and the spiritual master, then everything will be revealed. It is revelation. Nobody can understand spiritual life simply by academic study. The more you become sincere and stick to the spiritual principle, it will be prakasam. Just like sun. Now it is darkness. By your scientific method, you cannot get the sun rise now. The sun will rise automatically in due course. Similarly, spiritual method is we have to wait for the mercy of Krishna And therefore, the service, Krishna is pleased by service. Nobody can compete with Krishna. He is not in want of money or anything. He is complete, purna. But he becomes very much pleased by one service, that is bhakti. Bhaktyavāna jñānāti, jāvāna jasyānāti. Find out this. Bhaktyavāna jñānāti, jāvāna jasyānāti. It is very important for us.
How many temples are there now? Godly Christian temples? You don't have to keep like shift money or funds or things from one place.
They collect locally and spend.
Hmm.
It's philosophy and the principles. So actually, if you go from here to any other temple, they're all the same.
Yeah.
People are amazed. They say, wow, what a centralized organization you must have. But it's only centered on Krishna.
Is that what? Bhaktyamanu, it is 18th chapter, I think. Bhaktyamanu vijanati, java, jasyami, tattva, tato maan, tattato, gyan, yad.
Translation. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
Papa?
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and His plenary portions, cannot be understood by mental speculation, nor by the non-devotees. If anyone wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to take the pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. Otherwise, the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will always be hidden. It is already stated, Naham Prakasha, that He is not revealed to everyone. Everyone cannot understand God simply by erudite scholarship or mental speculation. Only one who is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service can understand what Krishna is. University degrees are not helpful. One who is fully conversant with the Krishna science becomes eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom, the abode of Krishna. Becoming Brahma does not mean that one loses his identity. Devotional service is there, and as long as devotional service exists, there must be God, the devotee, and the process of devotional service. Such knowledge is never vanquished, even after liberation. Liberation involves getting free from the concept of material life. In spiritual life, the same distinction is there, the same individuality is there, but in pure Krishna consciousness. One should not misunderstand that the word Vishwate enters into me supports the Lord's theory that one becomes homogeneous with the impersonal Brahma. No, Vishwate means that one can enter into the abode of the Supreme Lord in his individuality to engage in his association and render service unto him. For instance, a green bird enters a green tree, not to become one with the tree, but to enjoy the fruits of the tree. Impersonalists generally give the example of a river flowing into the ocean and merging. This may be a source of happiness for the impersonalist, but the personalist keeps his personal individuality like an aquatic in the ocean. He finds so many living entities within the ocean if we go deep. Surface acquaintance with the ocean is not sufficient. One must have complete knowledge of the aquatic living in the ocean depth. Because of his pure devotional service, a devotee can understand the transcendental qualities and the opulences of the Supreme Lord in truth. As it is stated in the 11th chapter, only by devotional service can one understand. The same is confirmed here.
One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotional service and enter into His kingdom. After attainment of the Brahma-Bhuta stage of freedom from material conceptions, devotional service begins by one's hearing about the Lord. When one hears about the Supreme Lord, automatically the Brahma-Bhuta stage develops, and the material contamination, greediness and lust for sinful enjoyment disappears. As lust and desires disappear from the heart of the devotee, he becomes more attached to the service of the Lord, and by such attachment, he becomes free from material contamination. In that state of life, he can understand the Supreme Lord. This is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam also. So after liberation, the process of bhakti, or transcendental service, continues. The Vedanta Sutra confirms this. Ātāya, 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 drisham. This means that after liberation, the process of devotional service continues. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, real devotional service is defined as the reinstatement of the living entity in his own identity, his own consciousness.
Sarupena avasthiti. The word is sarupena avasthiti. Is there?
Nothing.
Sarupena. Mukti, hitya, annakharupam, sarupena avasthiti. Mukti, liberation means being freed from other engagement. When he is situated in his own constitution and position, there is mukti. There is mukti. That is the definition given in the Bhagavad. Mukti, hitra, anatha. In the material world, they are working differently from their constitution and position. So when they stop this work differently and he is again reinstated in his original consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. And that is mukti. That is liberation. Then, finish.
The constitutional position is already explained. Every living entity is the part and partial fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, his constitutional position is to serve. After liberation, this service is never stopped. Actual liberation is getting free from misconceptions of life.
Yes. Now, at the present moment, generally people in bodily concept, I'm this body, I'm this man, I'm English man, I'm Brahman, I'm Kshatriya, I'm this and that. So, this is called bondage. When he'll understand that I am neither an Englishman, nor American, nor Indian, I am eternal servant of Purusha. There is mukti. There is mukti. This very consciousness is mukti. Sagunan samatitta etan brahma bhuya kalpate. Find out this. Pancabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasi vate sabunan samapitta hitan brahma bhuyasa.
One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the most of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahma.
Yes. Immediately he can Brahma Bhuta. One who is simply engaged in Krishna service is liberated. That is liberation. So a devotee hasn't got to hanker after liberation. Because without liberation, nobody can become devotee. Just like a man is on the bench of the high court, it means that he has already passed the law bench. Otherwise, how is situated in bed? Similarly, a devotee means he is already liberated. He is not living in the material world. He is living in the spiritual world. Therefore, there is one verse, a sadhu, a devotee, jivo va maro, either you live or die, you are no loss. Living also you are serving Krishna, and after death you serve Krishna. Jivova Marova. So, this bhakti, bhakti yoga means it is for liberated person. Which can find the love of it. Sagunar samatipaita. Liberation means to transcend the effects of the three material qualities. Sagunar samatipaita. So it is clearly said, Sagunar samatipaita etan. Etan is plural number. All these gunas, qualities, he transcends. Therefore he is liberated. Those who are not liberated, they are conducted by these three qualities. The three qualities in Satagun, Brahma, in Rajagun, Kshatriya, in Niksh, Vaishya, in Tamagun, Shuddha. So, but a devotee is not grouped. He is transcendental to all these Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shuddha. A devotee does not depend on this material division of society. He is above that.
So when a devotee is even working in the ordinary world, is he still that still the spiritual world for him?
Yes, because he is working for Krishna. That's all. He is with spiritual world. He is with Krishna. Associating with Krishna. He is always remembering Krishna. That means he is Krishna consciousness.
There's a saying in Christian literature, one should be in the world, but not of it. The Christian should live in the world, but he's not of the world. If he is that spiritually.
He's not out of it.
He's living in the world, but he's not of it. He's not.
Oh, yes. He's not of it. Yes, that's it. That's like we are living in Vaikuntha. Here in this house.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're cooking, you're washing the floor. Everything you're doing
is in the house. We will come in this house immediately. Near my Krishna. That will be vacant. That is Sikha Mitra, Upadesha, Vaikuntha, Janita Bara, Madhupuri. Vaikuntha Janita Vara Madhuri. Oh, it is a very nice philosophy. First class philosophy. Let people try to understand, give them chance. Let us give them service. The Krishna is pleased. Because Krishna comes incarnate to teach this philosophy. So anyone does for Krishna, very clearly. That is also stated. Natapasmatmanasheshu pasthitmi priyatista. Jayvang paramanguyam madbhakti suravidasati. Yes. This is
Natapasmatmanasheshu
pasthitmi priyatista.
Bhavita natamekasmatmanasheshu. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he. Where will there ever be one more dear?
He's preaching this cult. That is, Krishna says, no one is dearer than he. Just explain it. Bhagavad is there, Bhagavad.
No, but then the first before that, Jambaram Gopiyam.
Madhva Kesha Vidas.